It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. This is your daily sports dump. It's today, it's always today when I do this, but it's today, February 12th, 2020. And this is your daily sports dump. Now, we don't have jokes today, but we have the joke writer here, which is even better.
It's not better.
It's not better? Okay. Well, this is Quincy, who is the co-owner, operator, CEO, COO, co-all of those of the Sports Dump Incorporated. We're not incorporated.
We don't have a lot of talent, but we do have a lot of bureaucracy.
Yes, it's mostly bureaucracy because we're fine. I feel like that's the best way to get stuff done. Just add bureaucracy.
Yeah, more red tape.
In the background, you will hear D-Train, the latest member of the Sports Dump family, specifically Quincy's family. You got anything to say, D-Train? He'll be in the background. He is a pretty cute, gigantic, enormous baby. He's enormous. He's as big as his father. And so when you hear that, we do not have someone tied up. That's what it might sound like. Someone who's like, trying to speak. We don't have another guest here tied up.
We don't have a sports gimp.
No, we do not. We've got a little guy who's rolling around. But we're going to talk about today, because there's so little going on in the world of sports. We're going to talk about our listenership and how you guys are the faint heartbeat. I think we have a new listener today because someone downloaded 20 episodes. And it's good you do that, because you have to listen to every episode of this podcast.
It doesn't make sense.
You got to start at the beginning, even though there are like gaps of several months.
Yes.
And totally different formats.
That was all character development.
Absolutely. There was a six-month period where it was just the Sports Widow podcast with my wife. And then Ephraim Salama, former NFL player, was playing along for about 3 or 4 months. We did episodes. He got a writing job on a TV show, because the NFL player, of course, does, and the guy who wants to write for TV is still here doing this. But
notice how Joe doesn't comment on whether he's still married to the sports woman.
I am still. We did a great episode on sadly the Kobe tragedy, and that's where we erased her name during that. We didn't use that name, and I don't know if I've used it since.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it was too real at the time. But luckily, our host, our Podbean host, not like a parasite host thing, but it shows us some of our statistics in California. Of course, we're based in California, right?
I believe so.
I think so.
I'm very lost, if not.
Yes. Although we're not California-centric in our news, although it happens closer to us. And then we've got New York, Illinois, Nebraska, and Pennsylvania. Now, there are some states that I'd like us to get some listeners for. And so if you can in any way help get us a listener in one of these states, we'll say your name.
We've basically made the same states our focus as Joe Biden.
Yes. Yes. We're using the Biden map.
Iowa, New Hampshire, we don't want you.
No.
Stay away.
In the last 2 years, we've gotten most of the states. We need a listener from Alaska. We need one from Hawaii, or a download at least.
Yeah.
So you could travel to these states, I believe, and download there if it's easier for you to do that. Also, Alabama. And Mississippi.
We would have to take the technology to Alabama.
Yes, we might have to do that. So if you have a car that'll make it in there. Also, West Virginia, Kentucky, and Tennessee. We're weak in the SEC.
Yeah.
Arkansas.
Coal country doesn't like it.
And Oklahoma, also no listeners.
We don't. Again, no thank you.
Kansas, nothing.
That's a surprise. I thought we'd play well in Kansas.
A little bit more. If only people on the Nebraska border, since we do so well in Nebraska.
Kansas is the other Nebraska.
It's the rectangular Nebraska.
Yeah. It's basketball Nebraska.
Yeah. And then, of course, Arizona, and then the big states, Idaho, Montana.
There might not actually be people in those states, though. Those
True.
States.
And North Dakota we need. And then what's over here on the west? Is that Colorado?
That's very high.
What's
Colorado.
Above Colorado? Wyoming?
That looks like Wyoming that you're pointing to.
Wyoming, and what's this one up here?
Montana.
Okay, so we need listeners in the states I just said. Also, in the Northeast, we don't have anyone in Maine, New Hampshire, or Vermont.
Oh.
My Uncle Frank lives in Vermont.
Come on, Frank.
Well, if he was listening, he'd already hear. He won't hear that because he's not listening. So those are the states we need at least one listener in, folks. This is like our pledge drive, except we're not even asking for money.
We're shooting for 50 listeners total.
That's exactly right. Now,
if we have two listeners in any of our other states, one of you needs to move.
That's exactly. These are all solutions to the problem. A bigger solution to the problem, the more general problem, would be if there was more sports going on right now that we could talk about instead of doing our now annual listenership drive. We're not even doing fundraisers yet. We're just doing listenerships.
This is just a fundraiser.
Fundraisers.
We're raising the fund.
Exactly. So since you're here, and usually we communicate through Google Pages, why don't we talk out the general process of an episode from your perspective and then my perspective. So you write the jokes when available. Because of the child you hear in the background sometimes, Quincy's discovered what parenting is about, which is giving your life up entirely and giving up on all of your dreams.
Yes.
Okay.
Everything that you once loved is sacrificed for one thing that you may or may not love.
That's right. So we're waiting to see what those grunts turn into.
Yes.
If they're insults, then you're in.
Yeah, the basic process for a sports dump episode is I'll be raising my son. Joe will text me and say, I need jokes. And I'll text him back and be like, oh, we're still doing that.
Yep.
And then I'll
and that's been the last three, 4 months.
Just the first thing. I'll go to ESPN, the first thing I think of for every single story. And
there it is. And occasionally I'll shape those out. But I got to say, you've had a pretty high percentage lately, maybe because it hasn't been as daily consistent. So that way, there's a theory I have, and a lot of people adhere to this. If you don't do something for a while, like if I haven't played drums in a long time, years, in fact. So if I were to play one time, the first time I played would be much better than any of the subsequent times because there's like an adrenaline rush or whatever. So if you're writing the jokes every day, now we used to work on a sports show called Fair Game with Brock Everett. That's where we met, and we would write the jokes every day, and then they would not use any of them.
No.
But when you do it every few days, you've got a little more pump of energy, and then they've been pretty good percentage, I got to say.
We have the same attitude towards practice that Allen Iverson does.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And that's why all the jokes sound like a first version.
very little thought and even less editing has gone into
there, there's a little bit of editing now and again and some shaping, but that's our standard. And usually we're concentrating on dumb stuff. Do you use anything other than ESPN?
A lot of different. Yahoo is good because they don't actually have sports news.
Right.
It's not anything that matters.
Yes.
Or would be important to you.
They don't have a staff like these other places.
Yeah.
They're just taking bits and pieces from other things.
When we worked on the sports show, we would write every episode every week, and the idea was it was supposed to be about sports.
Right.
We quickly found that's not funny.
No.
You can't talk about what actually happened. You have to talk about the guy that got arrested because he had.
You have to make the loosest tie to sports.
Yeah.
And that's why we're called the sports dump, because if you're looking for like anything other than the trash of sports.
Basically, we can take any story on ESPN and make a joke about Kim Kardashian.
Yes. Yes. And we don't do Kardashian as much these days, but back in the glory days of sports dump. Who are our targets right now? Now, back in the day, it was Pablo Sandoval was getting a lot of eating jokes.
They told us to stop making
they
Pablo
did.
Sandoval jokes.
They did. The Kardashians. Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of been out the last year or so. He'll be back soon. Antonio Brown, it's almost too sad. It's like a lot of the sports stories, you can't make fun of them in case it turns into an Aaron Hernandez situation.
There's been a lot of darkness in the sports world lately. It's kind of like...
Very dark.
All that's happening is every single sport is having a tribute to Kobe.
Yes.
And people don't think that's funny.
No, it made it. That was our least funny episode after that. And Kobe, for example, is a great example of we would make fun of him constantly. I listened to a Bill Simmons podcast last night that they recorded in early January. And they're talking about Dwight Howard and Kobe. And they're all going on and on about Kobe's selfishness and everything.
Yeah.
Because this was recorded beforehand. The tones change so quickly, you know, but all those jokes, in a way, were still relevant, but you can't make them, obviously, due to the sensitivity of the issue. But it doesn't mean he didn't still shoot too much.
No, it doesn't change anything there.
But yeah, he was a target. Dwight Howard was a target. He's not even as he's like you can't make fun of him now. He's actually doing well.
Dwight Howard.
I guess you can.
He still likes underage girls.
That's oh dear, important. And he still farts all the time. He's still proud of that's his proudest accomplishment in the NBA is that he will go down as the Hall of Fame worst farter. Apparently,
I find that very hard to believe.
Really,
when you look at some of the people that played in the NBA, that he.
He takes pride in it, though, apparently. And all he eats is candy, I guess. Maybe he's changed that a little bit.
I can see, yeah. You can't tell me that Larry Bird couldn't clear a room.
Oh, I suppose, yeah. Well, I mean, that the ugliest thing about those guys was their faces, not their farts. Well, that
also,
Celtics team.
They're also so competitive that if you told Larry Bird
that's
that
true.
Dwight Howard farts better, he would make it
It's point. True. He would eat shit just to fart worse.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to think. Brady's a pretty good target. Eli's gone.
Yeah.
He'll be all gone, so we won't have him anymore. Jerry Jones, I think, is still available, and Goodell. But I feel like a lot of these people have insulated themselves. Like Goodell, you don't really hear much anymore.
I don't
know what he comes out, he does a thing, and they're not allowing you as much fodder to make fun of them.
The draft will be good with the boats and everything.
Yes.
Something will go spectacularly wrong.
I'd like to try to make it to Vegas for one of the days. Maybe not the first day of the draft because it'll be nuts. But like the third day of the draft, I might want to drive out to Vegas and, I don't know, throw Nooch into the pool.
You might get picked up by a team in the seventh round.
I mean, it could happen.
Yeah.
It could happen.
You look like a Patriots wide receiver.
I do. In one way. Two ways. Three ways. White, short. Doesn't look like he should be in the NFL.
And would fail a drug test.
different drug, but you're right. Hey, buddy. Oh, he's having fun. Of course, you folks don't want to hear that. But
podcasting is a visual medium.
It is. And there's nothing people like more than babies on a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought we'd give some insight into the process. I thought that was a little bit illustrative. And again, I've given you the states that we need. If you didn't get that, go back and listen to them. Call a friend in one of those states. And then once we have a full 50-state listenership, we'll stop.
Yes. That's the only way to get us to stop.
There it is. So
these are our demands.
I like that actually as an idea. Or buy us out. Because as I've said before, we could have stopped at any time. And then all of a sudden, the Ringer sells for all that money.
$250 million.
And Barstool is valued at $450 million.
Joe thinks we're at least
1/200th of that.
Yeah, that we're at least worth $1 million.
Our price is $1 million right now. That could go down if there was an offer.
if we got an offer,
price, unless it was more than $1 million. But I've kind of given away the farm by saying that we'll take less. But I'm not a great negotiator at this point.
He's read The Art of the Deal, and this is
yes, I've read it. That's the only book I've read.
Yeah,
I'm still reading it.
He says he reads the Bible every night, but he's talking about Art of the Deal.
Yes. But I've written B-I-B-L-E on it, so
yes.
It's my Bible.
That
or Babel.
In the middle there was him trying to spell out Bible in his head.
Yes. And I actually tried to spell it wrong, but I spelled it right, didn't I?
Yes.
B-I-B-E-L.
Again, he will not pass a drug test.
So, folks, you know now we will stop for $1 million or if we get a listener in every state. Still got about 15 states to knock that off. So if you want to pass along the information, your friends in other states can listen to us on iTunes or Spotify. And follow us at Sports Dump Show on Twitter or the_sports_dump on Instagram. Again, Quincy, you were there when I erased our Instagram.
No, I wasn't there because
I would
have stopped you.
You would have stopped me.
I put you in charge of one thing. And
I messed it up as badly as possible. this is actually our third Instagram account, I believe.
What he doesn't tell you is when you permanently delete an Instagram, they try to stop you.
Oh, there's four or five points because they're like, no one will ever be able to use this.
Sure. Are you absolutely sure? Like,
yes. At least twice I said I'm absolutely sure.
Yeah. And
when
then
I shouldn't
immediately
have.
After, he's like, I don't think I should have done that.
Right after I called. Because I couldn't get the sports dump back. It was no one can ever get it back. Oh, good times. All right. Well, that's our episode for today. Now, tomorrow, I think we'll have some jokes. Quincy, can we get jokes tomorrow?
This is all.
That's what it was for. And so look forward to that. And if we don't, now you know the voice of the person to blame. All right.
There's the quick wit that made this this program so famous.
Well, I think anyone who knows my improv career knows it's built on just tearing down other people who came on stage with you to help the performance.
That's right.
Yeah.
Always say
art of the deal.
Art of the deal.
Art of the deal. All right. Later. Bye. Thanks, Quincy.